spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
An Arizona woman fired shots at her husband while he sat on the toilet. Wow.
Like a gun?
Yeah, like she shot at him.
Good grief.
Shot a few feet above his head. And when I read these stories, I think, well, this will be Lindsay one day. Yeah, because she wanted to make him listen. The 69-year-old woman was arrested after her husband made a 911 call to the police department. He said his wife barged in while he was using the restroom and
That's just rude.
And fired two shots.
I mean, if you're going to shoot your husband, at least wait till he's off the pot.
I know, and you're a brave person, depending on who you are and what you ate. Like, if you barge into a bathroom, you might get knocked out with that smell, but she had no problem going in there and firing a couple of rounds off.
That's why I thought she shot him, because it was just...
It stinks!
Stunk so bad.
Flush! Can you at least give me a courtesy? The woman told the officers, look, I shot two bullets at the wall above his head to make him listen to me. Police say the shots were about 7 inches above the man's head. I thought it was 7 feet. Wow,
whoa.
Okay, wow. That's the man was slouched over on the toilet. I guess he was just trying to get it to come on.
Oh my God!
You know, just trying to make it work. His wife has been charged with aggravated assault. I think they'll be together long term. They can make the rest last.
Yeah, they sound very stable.
All right, this, I've seen them, not in person, but they scare me, and I'm not scared of a lot of things as far as bugs or animals or insects. An apartment complex in California was lit on fire after one of the residents tried to kill a large wolf spider.
Gosh, I relate to this.
Have you seen one?
Google.
Yeah, Google large wolf spider.
I am thinking about it. It's massive.
It's incredible how big it is. And I don't know.
I would have freaked out.
I don't even think it can do anything. Like, I don't think it can even bite you. Look at that real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, no thanks. If I saw that, I would absolutely freak out. Start crying. I would call 911.
She tried to kill it with, like, a torchlighter. So I don't know if she got one of those things where, like, they use to finish desserts, you know, where you kind of torch it. Like, I don't know if she had that around or just had
one of those, like, candle lighter things.
Yeah, or if she had, like, a random blowtorch or what. But the fire was started in an upstairs bedroom when the spider jumped onto a mattress. Oh, my God!
No, if that got in my bed, I couldn't sleep there ever again.
This is why, sorry, if you don't like to have guns, you should. Because a gun would have killed that, and I would have said that was a justified shooting.
Self-defense.
Even though you were inside your apartment, and that's dangerous for people below and above, I would be totally fine to take a bullet if somebody had to shoot a spider and like a unit above or below me. I'm like, oh, it was one of those wolf spiders? No problem. So the resident was able to put out the fire on the mattress, but it quickly spread to a flag collection. Not the flags, and drapes. The firefighters arrived a short time later and put the fire out in about 20 minutes. Now, no one was hurt in this fire, but the apartment suffered about $11,000 in damage.
That sucks.
The man, it's surprising, you usually think it's a woman who would do that. The man who started the fire was looking to move out of the apartment anyway. I don't blame you.
Yeah, well, he's definitely out now.
Did the spider live?
The spider, yeah, he's fine. The spider actually shot back. He's like, get out of here! I pay half the damn rent around here. And your final story today here on the Joe and Alex Show for the Dummy of the Day. This could be like a spinoff because they're talking about making a new revived Office. Imagine Jim and Dwight teaming up for a life of crime. The police in Huntington... The police in Huntington, West Virginia, arrested two guys on Friday for a string of robberies at restaurants and gas stations around town. Now, Alex, I want you to look at these guys on my screen right here.
Yeah? Holy crap. That is crazy.
What do you think, Liv?
That looks exactly like Jim and Dwight.
There's no way they weren't trying to look like Jim and Dwight. Like, they have to be avid fans of The Office.
I'm going to put a photo up in a second. I'll put my blog up, radionowindy.com, so you can see the dummy of the day. But it's amazing how similar they look to Jim and Dwight.
That is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
These guys, I guess, were, just doing their thing. And apparently, here's what happened. 31-year-old Justin Alvarez is one of the guys, and he sort of looks like Jim, and at least based on the hair. But 39-year-old Kenneth Dean Jr. is the other, and he's a dead ringer for Dwight. Yeah, he looks just like him.
See, the real Dwight, though, he could never be down for a life of crime because he is a volunteer sheriff.
But what if he felt like it was justifying it, though? Like there was some injustice going on and he had to do it, like, for the man.
Maybe.
He could be.
He'd do anything for Michael.
They're both, yeah, no kidding. They're both facing charges of armed robbery. So you have to check out that photo. We'll put it up in a second. RadioNowIndy.com, and we'll tweet it out, too, if you follow us later. Joe and Alex Show. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.